These words are dedicated in honor of Shai Tzedek's 27th anniversary. Shai Tzedek was founded 27 years ago on Parshas Behaloscha. In Parshas Behaloscha, we find perhaps the most outstanding feature of the Parsha are those upside-down nuns that appear at Shishi. Two psukim framed by upside-down nuns, one at the beginning of those two psukim, leading to our own, and one at the end of those two psukim. And Rashi comments on what the purpose of those upside-down nuns are, and he says as follows. The Torah has these simanim, these notations, before and after these psukim, namely those said nuns, lomar to say or to tell us, that this is not really the place, chronologically speaking, this is not really the place for these two psukim. So why are they written here? Kidei lahafsik, not to create a separation between pronis and pronis, between one negative event in Klal Yisrael's history in the desert and another one. In other words, two times the Klal Yisrael sinned and had to be punished, and the Torah does not want to pile it on, so the Torah separates it by inserting these two psukim. Now, what is it that comes after these two psukim? We know the pasuk is very clear. Vayom kimis onanim. Christ was complaining, and the rabbis, and the Hashem. But as to what happened before these two psukim, it's not as clear. But Chazal point out, reading to the words, that Christ saw Nasu Mehar Sinai, that they traveled from Har Sinai, Nasu Mehar Hashem, they traveled to Har Hashem, the mountain of Hashem. Say Chazal, they were Kitino Kabarei Chabet HaSefer. They were like children running away from school, like a child running away from school. The school is over, we learned so much, and we're out of here now, and moving on, and we're leaving all that behind us, so to speak. And this is considered a claim or a complaint against Klal Yisrael. But Shram Tzitzal, in the context of a broader Dvar Torah, asks the following question. He says, why is this considered a complaint against Klal Yisrael? If we know that Har Sinai really had no Kedusha once Matan Torah was over, there's nothing wrong with leaving Har Sinai behind. Har Sinai is over and done with. As soon as Matan Torah is over, the Shekhinah leaves, and Har Sinai maintains no special Kedusha and no special status in the way we view things. Unlike, for example, the Beis HaMikdash, or unlike even Har Bayis without the Beis HaMikdash, or the Kol Salam HaRavi, that always maintain their Kedusha. Har Sinai was not Kadosh once the Shekhinah left. It was permissible to climb onto Har Sinai, unlike Har Bayis, for example, that we're not allowed to go onto. There's nothing special about Har Sinai. Tour guides may consider it special, may try to find them. And archaeologists and historians, recently there was an article written about a possibility that Har Sinai is in Saudi Arabia. The Arabs have a tradition that there's a certain mountain in the Sinai Desert that's Har Sinai. People may want to go there to visit. But in reality, it has no special status. It's not a place that we seek to go to make a pilgrimage to, so to speak, and say, this is Har Sinai, and we're in this Makom Kadosh, and we're diving there. Har Sinai is not special. So why should Klal Yisrael feel guilty at all about leaving Har Sinai behind if Har Sinai is no longer special? And the answer that Schwab gives is, he says, where did the Shekhinah go after Har Sinai? The Shekhinah went with Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. And this is what Chazal is telling us Klal Yisrael at that time, on some level, did not want. They want to leave Har Sinai behind with the Shekhinah and Har Sinai. And perhaps we can say they will go back to visit that Shekhinah. They'll go back and visit Har Sinai. They'll make the pilgrimages there. But the idea, the notion of having Shekhinah with them wherever they go and the burden that goes along with that and the responsibility that goes along with that, that's something that on some level they were rejecting, they didn't want. And this was the complaint of Kitino Kabareach Beit HaSefer. And I would like to suggest that this idea, this difference between taking Shekhinah with them versus leaving Shekhinah behind and going to visit Shekhinah, going to make a pilgrimage, is the fundamental difference that divides, on the one hand, Yahadus, Yiddishkeit, and on the other hand, Lahavdol Olav Havdolos, all other religions. Because everybody has a need for religion, and everybody has a need for spirituality. That's why Hashem created us. He created us with an neshama that seeks spirituality and seeks a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or seeks to feel like we have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, people have come up with all kinds of notions of religion, for the most part, which mean that you have the God that you believe in that you visit periodically. You go to the temple, you go to the house of worship, and you visit your God, and that's where he lives. You go there to visit him, and then you close the door behind you as you leave, and you leave him there, and you don't take him with you, and you don't really have a connection, and you don't have any responsibility of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you day in and day out. But Yahadus says the exact opposite. Torah says that you have to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you wherever you go. That this is the whole meaning of what it means of Matan Torah. The whole meaning of Matan Torah was that Matan Torah goes with you, and therefore Shechina goes with you. Allow me to share with you a few lines from the Ramban and Pashas Bo, the very famous Ramban and Pashas Bo. We talked about what a shul is all about and how we're supposed to understand the concept of shul. So we're going to be sharing a few lines. I'll translate as we go along. The kavanas kol mitzvos. Kol mitzvos. The kavana, that means the underlying theme of all the mitzvos in the Torah is shenam b'lokeinu, that we should believe in our God. V'know de'ela, and we shall acknowledge him. Shehu bar'anu, that he is our creator. V'hu, that he kavanas Hayitzira, and that is the whole purpose of creation. She'ein lonu tam acha b'yitzira rishona. There's no other purpose in creation. Ve'ein kel alyon chafis b'tachtonim, or chavis b'tachtonim. Hashem has no other desire from the lower worlds, from us human beings, malvad, other than she'yeda ha'adam, that a man should know, that a human being should know, the yoda, and he should acknowledge Elokav to his God, shebaro, that he created him. And now comes the idea of a shul. The kavanas romamus hakel betfilos. The kavanas batiham knesios. The whole purpose of getting together to daven, and the whole purpose of shuls, the schus filos rabim, and the whole schus of people davening together, zeo that is shiel of ne'adam makom yiskapsu. There should be a place where they gather, the yodu, and acknowledge together, lakel takosh boruch shabaram, that he created them, Yimtziyam, brought them into existence. Yifarsim is there. Then they have to go leave the shul and Yifarsim and publicize it. If you're more fun of to always say before Hashem, B'yisacha anachnu, we are your creation. That means that, of course, shul is important. Shul is critically important to us. But the reason why shul is important to us is not so that we should go to shul and have a spiritual experience and leave it there. But we should go to shul to learn and to remind ourselves to express the idea that God is Baruch Hu created us, and that we are his servants, and then to go out and to make that message public and to demonstrate it through our actions by taking Shechina with us wherever we go. We go to shul, and we daven, and we bring Shechina home with us into our homes, so that if a family is Zocha, they can have Shechina in their homes. And we go to work, and we take Shechina with us to work, so that we live and act like B'nai Yibnos Torah at work, whether it's in the honesty and integrity that we bring to the workplace, whether it's being careful and halachos, such as negiyah and yichud in the workplace, is sometimes challenging, or maintaining our elevated sense of appropriateness in the language and the humor that we use in the workplace, and so on and so on. Shechina has to be ever present in our lives. We don't have a place where Shechina gets locked up and left, and we leave Chas Hashem Shechina behind. And I think we can aptly say that this is what we have strived to do all these years in our shul. Baruch Hashem, Shai Tati Mishkan, the year has grown a lot over the years. Grown, and I say grown not only in numbers, which is of course beautiful, but grown in the sense that we have stagged, there's more learning going on in the shul, more learning for men, more learning for women, people are more aware, people are growth-oriented. One of the things that someone shared with me just a few days ago, a visitor who had visited numerous shuls in Chicago on a mission for whatever it is, it's not really important right now, he called me up after going to many places. He called me up and he said, I want you to know that people say that in your shul you have people who are B'nai Aliyah. B'nai Aliyah means people are growth-oriented. People want to stag and people want to grow. So this is what we want to do. This is what we stand for, the idea of coming to shul and growing and bringing that growth back into our homes, bringing that growth back into our lives, wherever life may take us. We should all be Socha to continue to grow together, to continue to stay together, and to continue to be Kaddish Shem Shemayim.